Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Opposite of Spoiled by Ron Lieber is a practical guide for parents who want to raise children with a healthy relationship to money, work, and privilege. Drawing on reporting and conversations with families, educators, and financial professionals, Lieber argues that money is not a taboo topic but an everyday tool for teaching values. The book reframes common parental worries, such as fear of raising entitled kids or anxiety about discussing income, debt, and spending. Instead of offering a one-size-fits-all formula, it provides age-appropriate conversations, simple family routines, and decision frameworks that help children become thoughtful consumers and responsible citizens. Lieber also explores how generosity, gratitude, and self-control can be learned through real choices involving allowances, giving, saving, and spending. The result is an approachable roadmap for building financial capability alongside character, so kids can grow into adults who understand trade-offs, respect effort, and use money with intention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, money as a values conversation, not a forbidden subject. A central idea in the book is that avoiding money talk does not protect children, it deprives them of context. Lieber encourages parents to treat money as a normal topic that can carry lessons about priorities, fairness, and responsibility. Rather than delivering a single lecture, he emphasizes many small conversations tied to everyday moments like grocery shopping, birthday parties, vacations, and online purchases. These moments help children learn that every choice has trade-offs and that families operate within limits, even when those limits are self-imposed. The book also addresses the discomfort parents feel when children ask direct questions about salaries, wealth, or why one family has more than another. Lieber suggests that honest, age-appropriate answers build trust and prevent kids from forming distorted ideas from peers or media. He highlights that children can handle nuance when adults name the underlying values, such as security, freedom, generosity, and dignity. By framing money as a tool that reflects what the family cares about, parents can use financial topics to teach empathy, gratitude, and clear thinking, while reducing shame and secrecy around common financial realities. Secondly, allowance and earning, building skills through practice. Lieber treats allowance not as a reward, but as a teaching instrument, a way to give children controlled experience with earning, saving, and spending. The emphasis is on structure and consistency. When money arrives predictably, children can plan, make mistakes, and learn consequences without high stakes. He explores different approaches, including allowance tied to chores versus allowance as a separate family policy, and he focuses on what each method communicates. If chores are paid, the lesson may be that household contributions are optional. If allowance is separate, chores can remain a baseline expectation of belonging to a family. The book also encourages parents to let children feel small pains, like running out of spending money or regretting an impulse buy, because those feelings create durable learning. Lieber highlights how parents can gradually increase autonomy with age, shifting from simple spending decisions to longer-term saving goals. He also underscores that the goal is not maximizing earnings, but building judgment, patience, and the ability to delay gratification. Allowance becomes a safe sandbox where kids practice budgeting, prioritizing, and recovering from mistakes without parental rescue at every turn. Thirdly, teaching generosity and community responsibility. Another major theme is that generosity is a skill and a habit, not a personality trait that appears on its own. Lieber describes how families can make giving a normal part of financial life, alongside saving and spending, so children see generosity as a baseline choice rather than a special occasion. He encourages parents to involve kids in decisions about donations, volunteering, and family philanthropy, including discussions about which causes matter and why. These conversations can naturally lead into topics like inequality, opportunity, and the social impact of money, while helping kids develop empathy without guilt. The book also addresses the risk of performative giving or forced gratitude, suggesting that children learn best when they have some agency and can see tangible outcomes. Even small sums can matter if kids choose intentionally and follow through. Lieber highlights that generosity can include time, attention, and skills, not only cash, which broadens the idea of contribution for children who have limited funds. By connecting money choices to community and moral reasoning, parents can help children build a sense of stewardship and perspective, reducing entitlement and reinforcing that resources can be used to improve life for others. Fourthly, navigating affluence, entitlement, and social comparison. Lieber confronts a problem many parents recognize but struggle to name. Children are constantly measuring themselves against peers, and those comparisons often revolve around stuff. The book examines how convenience purchases, upgrades, and the pressure to keep up can quietly teach kids that consumption is identity. Lieber encourages parents to make their choices legible, explaining why the family spends on some things and not others. He also explores how parents can set boundaries around expensive trends, technology, and branded status items while maintaining empathy for the social dynamics kids face. A key point is that saying no is more effective when it is paired with clear reasoning and consistent household norms, not shaming. The book also suggests ways to expose children to a range of experiences and communities so they understand that their environment is not the only reality. For families with significant means, Lever discusses the importance of acknowledging privilege directly and pairing it with expectations about effort, gratitude, and contribution. The goal is to help kids develop internal standards for success and happiness, so their self-worth is not driven by acquisition or external validation. Lastly, preparing teens for real financial life decisions. As children grow, Lever shifts the focus from simple spending lessons to complex adult-like decisions. The book encourages parents to bring teenagers into family discussions about budgeting, major purchases, and long-term planning in ways that respect maturity without overwhelming them. Topics may include banking basics, credit and debt, part-time work, and the real cost of driving, phones, and lifestyle choices. Lieber also highlights the importance of talking about college costs and financial aid early, because vague promises can lead to unrealistic expectations and poor decisions later. He emphasizes that teenagers benefit from understanding the difference between needs and wants, and from learning to evaluate trade-offs over time, such as paying more now to avoid debt later. The book also addresses the emotional side of money for teens, including status anxiety, impulsivity, and the desire for independence. By offering guided autonomy, parents can let teens practice managing a budget, making saving plans, and setting personal goals. The payoff is confidence and competence when they encounter financial complexity in early adulthood, from rent and insurance to credit cards and big commitments. In conclusion, this book is best for parents, guardians, and educators who want children to become capable with money and also thoughtful about what money represents. It will especially help families who feel stuck between two fears, that talking about money will create anxiety, or that not talking about it will create entitlement. Lever offers a balanced path that respects a child's developmental stage while still being candid about limits, trade-offs, and privilege. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and relational. You gain repeatable routines for allowance, saving, and spending, plus language for discussing awkward topics like income differences, consumer pressure, and charitable giving. Those conversations can reduce household conflict, lower financial secrecy, and build trust because kids understand the why behind decisions. Compared with many personal finance books that focus mainly on tactics, this one stands out by linking financial literacy to character formation. It treats generosity, gratitude, and self-control as learnable skills that can be practiced through real financial choices. That blend of values and usable guidance makes it worth buying for anyone raising kids who will soon face a world of constant marketing, easy credit, and persistent social comparison. If you would like to support Ron Lieber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.